Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Just remember,
what?
When you want to throw an elbow at the grocery store later, Gentle Tuesday.
Gentle Tuesday. Let's all be kind and remember that there is plenty of provisions for everyone. Maybe not eggs, but there's plenty for all.
We have one egg left in the house right now.
We've only got three, and I had that same thought of like, oh no, snow's coming. But I don't need eggs.
You don't need eggs.
I'm not going to bake.
It's not, nothing is changing in my routine tomorrow.
No.
It's my job and yours and producer Ben's to come here and tell you while it's happening what's happening.
Right.
We'll make that work. I'll be shoveling a lot and snow blowing a lot. That doesn't require eggs. I might want a hot cocoa.
Now that I have.
Yes. I might want a toddy. Doesn't need an egg.
Don't worry. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Unless you're going to do baking. Because people, what do we do? We go to comfort, right?
Right, right.
And baking requires, like maybe you're making a brownie mix. Mm-hmm. That would require an egg.
But that would be just enough, right?
Yeah.
We have enough to get through the storm.
It's just Wednesday. By Thursday, we're fine. Sunny and 12.
See, we can do this.
Valentine's Day, 30. Maybe a little bit more snow. But yeah. So,
just plan ahead.
Right? As I'm working my way around the house right now, bread, we're good. We don't have any, like, here's what people should be getting. Sandwich meat.
Sandwich meat?
You never hear, like, a run-on turkey.
No, because I wouldn't have a cold meat sandwich in a snowstorm.
Doesn't that sound good right now,
it
though?
It sounds great right now. Thanks a lot for planting
just
the seed.
Some shaved ham. Colby Jack.
Smoked turkey. Cora got, it was so cute.
Yes.
We were at the deli counter, and she's like, I want to try mosquito turkey.
Aww.
And the guy let her have just a little sample.
That was nice.
It was so sweet.
Did you correct it, or is she going to say that the same way the rest of her life?
I think she knows that it's not mosquito, but I didn't tell her what it
You didn't say it mesquite. It's mesquite, dear.
We were all laughing, and yeah. And
mosquito turkey.
Sometimes, like, just let them be little.
Yes.
I probably should correct her.
So yeah. You would do what, just a pile of mosquito turkey?
A big it's mosquito turkey sandwich.
Provolone?
Yeah.
Swiss.
I have both,
yes.
But I find I'm probably going to go towards that provolone a little
sure,
bit
okay.
harder.
And yeah. then Hellmann's?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Dijon.
Stop.
Yes, and pickles.
Oh, God.
I know.
I could almost handle the Dijon. The pickles you just Maybe. Now disgusted me.
Maybe a little bit of lettuce?
Lettuce is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Red onion?
I hadn't thought of that, but okay.
Can you take the pickles off, please, and
no.
just add red onion?
This is my sandwich.
Oh, God.
My sandwich.
Oh.
My dream sandwich.
Do you put pickles on all sandwiches?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
Like just a good old ham and cheese and you have pickle?
Yeah. Absolutely. Pickles are delicious.
It's not delicious.
I don't think you've had the right pickles.
We have taste tested pickles on this program many a time. And I have yet to come around to the pickle.
I'm sorry for you.
You give me a couple slices of just good old cucumber. Yeah, throw it on the sandwich.
I see, that's the thing about you that is so frustrating to me is that you like sliced cucumber. How do you not go for a pickle?
It's just the way it is.
It's just
the way it is. I like the ketchup. I hate the sliced tomato.
It's right there, man.
I know. I even like Bloody Mary. I like tomato juice, tomato-based soups. I do not like a tomato.
Huh. That... I don't know. It's so odd.
It's a little strange.
They're right
admittedly.
There.
Admittedly. It's the same family.
I know, but I can't help it.
I can't stop myself at this point.
You've moved
and
on.
I'm at the number now. Why change?
Yes. I'm setting my ways.
I think I'm an old dog, and you're trying to give me a new trick. Not happening.
Come on.
No.
Will you do it for a pickle?
Not for a pickle.
Absolutely not.
If you hide that pickle in a piece of cheese, maybe.
That's what I'll have to
if
do.
If you roll
then.
That pickle in some peanut butter.
See? Put the pickle
it'll
in some
It'll be halfway
cheese.
Down my throat and I'll go, wait a minute.
Hey, that cheese is delicious.
Something's a little different about
have
that cheese.
Have you ever had a dill Havarti?
I love dill.
Okay,
Claire.
What? Stop it.
I love
dill. You like cucumbers and you like dill and you don't like pickles. Get out of here.
I also enjoy brine and vinegar. I enjoy everything that makes a pickle,
nothing.
But the pickle itself.
No, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense.
Everything but the pickle, basically. Isn't that crazy?
I like you so much, except for this part. That part that you don't like pickles. I really don't like that.
Pickles is what may drive a wedge between us.
Yeah.
Me not liking pickles.
I might do it. I really, really wish that you had a deep love for pickles like I do.
I think what's frustrating you is that I love all of the ingredients and I hate the last thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You're like, I like this. I like this. I'm like, that's the pickle.
It's just once they all go into a jar in a cellar for 5 months and come back out and see the light of day, I'm like, nope.
Wait. Have you had the ones from the refrigerator section, like the fancy pickles?
Yes, I've had all kinds of pickles. I have.
I think I just want to, I want to do something.
I think what you want to do is scream.
Scream into a pillow.
Does to the have, void.
Ben, get me a pillow. I need to do my screaming exercises for the morning. As I do every morning.
It is every morning, folks. Every morning.
They always do that ranker of what was the best Super Bowl ads. We were kind of talking about which ones were our favorites yesterday, but I have the official what most people thought was their favorite. So we'll get that ranking coming up in Z Sleaze. And this is bananas. But a couple's relationship might be over because of a beer run during the Super Bowl.
What happened?
A woman posted her story on Reddit asking people for their opinions on, you know, what she should have done differently. But basically what happened was she and her boyfriend lived together, and her boyfriend had some buddies over for the game, and he didn't buy enough beer, so he asked her to run out to the store and pick some up. And she's not into the Super Bowl herself, but she also doesn't like being treated like his waitress.
Understood.
So she refused, and he flipped out. They had an argument. She got so mad that she turned off the TV. That's a real comfortable situation.
That's a bold move.
For all of the friends.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The boyfriend eventually did the beer run himself, but he would not talk to her for the rest of the night. Even after the friends left, they didn't continue that conversation later. So the woman was asking the internet if she overreacted and what they thought like should have happened or...
Do I have to pick a side here?
Yeah, whose side are you on?
Her refusing to go, I think she has every right to do that.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm stuck on turning off the TV.
Turning off the TV.
I think that's an overreaction.
Maybe that didn't need to happen.
Because that's not the issue.
No.
The issue is more, you shouldn't be asking me to run your errands. I'm not your errand person. I'm a person too.
Yeah.
If you want it, you go get it. Or hold up a phone and just say, there are so many different ways they could have handled. Advertised one. Use that business.
Exactly. Yes. They were advertising for people who will bring it to your door. Hello.
So I think
this relationship could have been saved by technology.
An app would have saved it.
But I really don't think that the relationship is going to survive this.
I think
the Super Bowl killed this relationship.
I don't think it was good to start with.
No.
I think it just took to Super Bowl Sunday to show them they were in a bad relationship.
Maybe we just examine this thing and maybe there's some other cracks here.
I also would like to suggest, why are you going to the internet to ask? Go to a licensed therapist. That's who you need to talk to. Talk to a licensed therapist. Yeah. You don't need to talk to the internet.
Good idea.
Because it's like you and me just talking about, like, she's going to get 50-50, right?
Yes. Most people, though, agreed that, I don't think you guys are meant to be.
I don't think that relationship's much, much longer lasting.
Here's the answer. Break up.
Break up.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Can we talk about the power of suggestion for just a moment?
Let's.
Advertised not once, but at least twice during the Super Bowl was Tubi. T-U-B-I.
Dude, I hated that ad.
It's a television app. It's about a kid in the womb who has a cowboy hat made of skin.
Blech.
And he's bullied and mocked by kids who've got witches' hats made of skin.
Skin.
Gross.
Yeah.
And really has nothing to do with anything except it is a free version of a streaming service.
Right.
My TV, which is smarter than everybody because it's a smart TV, was also pitching me Tubi last night.
Oh, really?
So I clicked on it just to see what Tubi was all about. Tubi.
Please tell me, because I know that this is a favorite of our movie buff friend, DJ Lady J.
I think because of the library it holds, but you have to sacrifice a few things. First of all, it's 100% free.
Cool.
Like there's not even a pay option.
First of all, it's I don't know how that works.
It's free because every movie you want to watch or TV show will have ads built into it.
Okay.
So it's much like what if you're not paying for the premium Netflix or Disney Plus or Hulu, you're going to watch 20 minutes and then an ad. So it's like watching a movie on cable.
So it's like TV.
It's TV. It's exactly
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's also offering some free channels, but if you have a smart TV, like we have a Samsung, mm-hmm. it does the exact same thing. So it's just another method. I think there's like one library of channels and movies, and this is another key to unlock that door. That's all I think this is. But I did run what I call Eric's Test of Three. Eric's test of three on any streaming service is to see if three movies are always streaming. Are you ready?
Yeah. What's the first one?
The Final Season.
That's...
Cedar Rapids produced and filmed The Final Season.
But I feel like that's a big ask. That's not a huge movie.
It's available on Tubi. Yes.
Wow.
I watched the first 10 minutes just for fun. Just a little nostalgia.
Why not? You can see people you know in this movie.
Test of three, number two. Amelia 2.0. Filmed in Cedar Rapids. It's available on Tubi.
No, it's not.
Angela Billman.
Yes.
And crew based on a Rob Merritt script.
Yes.
Available on Tubi.
I'm in that movie.
You're in that movie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that brings me to test number three. A movie I'm in. Meet Bill. Aaron Eckhart, filmed in St. Louis, Jessica Alba, when I lived down there. Not available.
Dang it!
And in fact... I think they scrubbed that movie from existence. It is so bad.
It no longer exists?
It went straight to video. It never got a release. It had a major cast, too.
Do you have a copy of it?
No, I never got a copy of it.
Oh!
No. No, but it passed two of the three, Eric's test of three. So, I don't... But then again, like, Final Season is also on Amazon Prime right now. I just checked.
It is?
Like, yes.
Do you think it's like we're getting ready for baseball?
I don't know how and who decides what's on what, but it looks like Tubi's just plugged into all of it.
Huh.
So it's available. Your TV, if your smart TV might be promoting it to you right now as an app, right, to run. So
that's weird.
If you got time to spare, just want to, you know, go through some shows or catch up on some stuff.
Well, thanks for saying Tubi 27 times. And now my
it's the power of suggestion
is going to be doing that as well.
Tubi or not Tubi? Tubi.
Super.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm sorry if I have offended you with my scent today. I happen to love the fragrance of rose, and I got a it was like a joke bottle from the show Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
David Rose has his own store that he opens up in Schitt's Creek, and they sell goat-based soaps. And I got it.
The apothecary?
The apothecary, yes. Yeah. So I got a joke set of David Rose's soaps. And there was a lotion, and it's rose-scented lotion. And I was like, this will be great. I'll bring this to work, and I will wear this. You know, when my hands feel dry in these winter months, I'll reach for this bottle of goat milk lotion that smells very strongly of roses. But as I have put it on today... It's very strong, and I'm afraid that the rose doesn't smell as good as I thought it did.
I was walking back from getting my one cup of coffee I have every morning.
Oh, no.
In my hand, the coffee cup should be overpowering my nose, and I hit the wall of our office, and all I could smell was roses. And I could see clearly you've put lotion on.
Were you enchanted or?
I was repelled.
Oh, no.
Followed by my question, are your hands soft enough yet? Can we go? And then.
That's why you asked that.
And then I didn't say out loud, but you smell like my grandmother.
Oh.
She had that rose scent everywhere in her house.
Oh.
It's a lot overpowering.
Is it too much?
It's a lot overpowering.
I don't smell it anymore.
That's the problem. You're losing. As you age, you start to lose your sense of smell.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Abbreviated episode of As Des Moines Turns. Yesterday, the Abbott Racing and Gaming Commission held a very brief digital meeting, Zooms-type meeting, and voted down two different challenges to a casino in Cedar Rapids. Both came from Riverside. Riverside's trying every angle, right? They're fighting to survive. So the first was related. They keep going back to, like, the ballot language was wrong. The ballot language was wrong. And Riverside is going to exhaust every effort and avenue they have to just keep playing that card to see if it eventually is going to play. And the casino board said, you know what? It doesn't play with us, so we're not going to stop Cedar Rapids for that. And then the second, they just straight out asked the commission to just pause the license. I don't know why.
Please?
I think it's just, come on. Come on.
Be a pal.
Come on. And the gaming commission's like, no, we already granted the license. No. We're not going to do that. So the question now is, what is next? There is still a lawsuit. Remember, the day the license was granted, Riverside filed a stay judicially through the court system. We don't have a ruling on that. Cedar Rapids and I think Riverside both want that sooner than later, so they kind of know where to move next. And all I understand is Riverside is asking whatever court's looking at this. I don't know what level or a county or what, but they want a decision by Friday. So
on Valentine's Day,
or the Valentine's Day Massacre. I don't know.
What a dramatic day.
We will see if Riverside's effort to stop what's happening in Cedar Rapids will continue or not continue. But that's a little update as Des Moines turns.
I like that the deadline's Valentine's Day.
That's the requested deadline, too.
Yeah.
Like, the court could, like, not look at it. They go, like, we'll get to it in July. I don't know. But that's not fair to, because then Cedar Rapids is going to continue.
We already had a groundbreaking ceremony.
And whatever you do by July, and then all of a sudden the court's like, yeah, you pretty much got to stop.
But we already poured the foundation.
So you better put it in the parking lot. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
So it's now in the hands of a court or a judge to decide where that's going to go. And let's pretend it goes to stay. Then there's going to be an appeal. Right?
Yep.
So this whole thing will then work itself out in the court. So
might be a minute.
We're not quite done there yet.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Scary story. A plane owned by Vince Neil from Motley Crue crashed into another aircraft on a runway at Scottsdale Municipal Airport. Vince was not on the plane, but his girlfriend was. There was one fatality so far, but it wasn't her. The Learjet 35A that was landing when it crashed, the Learjet was Vince's. It crashed into a Gulfstream 200 business jet yesterday afternoon, possibly due to a failure with the landing gear. His girlfriend, her name is Rain, she suffered 5 broken ribs. She and a friend were traveling. They were both hospitalized. They had some dogs with them as well. They survived the crash. No word on the identity of the deceased person or which aircraft he or she was on, but awful news.
Because you've got crew, pilots, and passengers.
Absolutely.
And all we know is girlfriend, friend, and dog.
That's the only passengers we know of for sure so far.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I know. There's got to be way more, right? 200 passenger jet also involved. So
Yeah.
Well, wait, I'm sure more details to come on that one. Okay, we are still kind of digesting all that we saw in the Super Bowl, and the ads totally caught our attention. They always ask USA, they do their ad ranker, and they ranked 57 of this year's Super Bowl commercials.
I just went through the list, and some of them I totally forgot. Because, like, the Circle Water ad I didn't really like, which is why it's also near the bottom.
Care?
It didn't really click. I remember we were all in the same room for Coffee Mate spray creamer. Mm-hmm. It was that weird tongue commercial.
Yeah.
Nobody liked that one.
Didn't care for that
also
at all.
Looked to be very low on the list.
I loved the Glenn Powell Ram trucks. That was like 2019.
Oh, the Goldilocks?
The Goldilocks.
Yes.
And the three Rams. I liked that one. The Hellman's commercial did quite well in the top 10. When Harry Met Sally, number 9. So great.
I don't know if Sydney Sweeney was necessary.
She was not. No, I just wanted Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal. They were fantastic.
And I think because I knew she was in it, the surprise didn't pop for me.
But maybe, I don't know, has the lady who had that line passed? I would have loved to see that same lady.
I think it's Rob Reiner's mom, the guy who directed the original movie. I think she's gone.
She's probably gone.
Yeah. Betty White would have been perfect, right?
Also gone.
Darn it.
Dang it! Okay, so we had to get somebody a little younger. We went with Sydney Sweeney, okay?
What other dead celebrities would have been perfect in that role? James Earl Jones would have been perfect.
Yeah, bring a little Mufasa to it. I see where you're going. Yeah, yeah. The number one ad, according to USA Today, is First Delivery by Budweiser, which was adorable with a little pony. One of the...
kind of nosed the keg into the bar.
The keg falls off the cart, and so the pony delivers it, which is really cute. However, in the USA Today ad ranker, I'm not seeing the Nike ad that most of the Z listening audience loved with Caitlin Clark.
And I know I'm in the target zone because of what Caitlin did here, and we're close to Indianapolis. People are also sharing the message of that ad.
You can't win, so win, ladies.
I think the biggest thing that Nike said is, you know what? Women's sports is now, it's a category.
Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere, and it's only getting bigger. I also believe they didn't just buy 30 seconds. It was a long ad.
It was at least a minute.
So I don't know why. Does it not qualify for USA Today? Had it been re-released?
Because I see it in other conversations. Yeah. CBS Sports has it as their number one favorite ad.
CBS Sports does?
Yes.
Could just be oversight,
Maybe
I guess.
It's an oversight, USA Today. Get your ad ranker fixed.
You're missing one.
You're supposed to be like the go-to one and ranking the ads.
Yeah, you're USA Today. Get it together.
Today!
The entire country counts on this one newspaper.
We demand you get it together today.
I want to open up the green section, the entertainment section of USA today and see that you have corrected it.
Tomorrow, maybe, when you get around to it.
But tomorrow will then become today.
There is no denying that there was something up with Tom Cruise's face when he did the Super Bowl intro video. He just looked a little...
puffy?
Puffier, maybe a little bit fuller.
Yeah.
He just wasn't a full-on Tom Cruise. He was definitely doing the Mission Impossible thing.
My first thought when I saw him was actually, is that a wig?
Oh!
Because the hair just looked...
it was a rug.
I mean, that was a full head of hair. Can't we just say he's older than we're all acknowledging? Isn't he just old?
Time has passed.
Yes.
And things aren't going to stay exactly where they were back in the day.
No, it's called gravity.
So they asked some experts, what do you think he did? And plastic surgeons here to tell us what they think, in their professional opinion, Tom Cruise has done to his face.
Okay.
The consensus is he got filler in his cheeks, Botox, laser skin resurfacing, which removes damaged layers of skin. The doctors do not think Tom went under the knife or had any invasive procedures. One of the doctors says, I think the biggest thing with Tom Cruise is that historically, he has aged pretty well.
I would agree. And because right before, so it wasn't an official ad, but it was like during the pregame, they did have the Mission Impossible final reckoning.
Right, right.
And that face looked pretty similar to the face that showed up at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you've got ultra HD TV now, right? The cameras are picking up all of it.
We've never been closer.
And he's never denied any work done. He just doesn't talk about it.
Well, no. But you know what? He's, what, 60-something years
yes.
old?
Yes.
Almost, time has passed. You get to have your face move just a little bit,
You
Tom.
Can move your face a little bit.
I give you full authority to have aging happen to you, Tom, okay? Go
just,
ahead.
Just, fill the cheeks. It just kind of pulls everything up a little bit.
That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
It was a big day yesterday. We took all of those emails and submissions for Broken Hearts Breakfast, and we are now ready to welcome our five breakfasteers.
The five breakfasteers. Yes, who will be joining us on Friday morning as we take the morning scramble out on the road. We're going to be broadcasting live from Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery, where the Broken Hearts Breakfast will take place. We will have all of the lovely contestants there about to enjoy a breakfast with us. And then we're going to hear the stories, their tales of woe, and let them smash open some hearts and win some prizes.
Yep, we'll get more into learning about them and their situations on Friday morning. You'll hear from all five. But in the process of putting this together, it was a pretty simple application process. You just sent an email which is open, by the way, anytime, scramble,
yeah,
at KZIA.com. Tell us your story of woe. And then from all of those, five were picked. One of the first emails we received actually is one of the people joining us.
Yeah, we just kind of randomly selected, and this is a great story.
Her name is Vicky. And she's pretty much fed up. I can't tell if it's Valentine's Day or just men in general.
I think it might be men in general.
28 years with this guy. And not only did he cheat on her, he seemed to be kind of a serial cheater as I get into the meat and potatoes of her email.
But easily scammed.
Oh my God, so easily scammed. So it sounds like had a wandering eye, would get forgiven, would promise not to do it again, wandering eye, and you see the pattern developing.
Yes, yes, yes.
He really betrayed me by giving his money away to fake internet scammers. And as she looks back now, she was the one who got scammed by him.
Mm-hmm.
One person pretended to be a female, turned out to be a male.
A hairy male.
It says it right here in the email.
A hairy male.
Gave somebody $7,000 thinking he was starting a new life with that person.
What are you thinking?
Internet scam after internet scam after internet scam. And then once she got a hold of his phone, it was just all over the place.
And that's not even the only one. That's just one of the many scams he fell for.
Luckily, Vicky moved out. She's tried to move on. But boy, has it given her a bad taste in her mouth for Valentine's Day. And I think probably guys in general. I wouldn't be able to trust anybody.
No.
If the person you loved and were with for 28 years, cheating, I'm not forgiving, but maybe I understand the psychology of it. But the fact that you're giving strangers money,
why would
and you keep falling for the same scams?
And this is our like family income.
Yes.
We said like this was earmarked for this or that. And you're giving it away to people I don't even know. Who are you?
You think it's a woman and you find out because you get it's a man and then you still don't stop? Vicky, welcome to breakfast.
Welcome to breakfast,
you
Vicky.
Deserve a breakfast. You deserve a table full of people.
She deserves a lot more.
I think you're getting a lot of been there, done that at the table.
Yep.
So you guys can commiserate. But on top of all of that, I think when I hand you that hammer and that ceramic heart, and we're going to let everybody put a name or a word or something on their heart, I can't wait to see how red your face gets. How white your knuckles get when you grasp that hammer and you just go to town on that heart.
Inside those hearts, fabulous prizes. And I'm sure that that will help the healing process.
It does. Once we celebrate you for just being as cool as you are, mm-hmm. Forget about your external circumstances. That's what got you to the breakfast.
We don't need that guy.
But we're actually going to focus on you as a cool human. And that's what Friday's going to be all about. And we're going to bring it to everybody live on the radio.
Vicky, welcome to breakfast, our first contestant at the Broken Hearts Breakfast.
It's the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown on Z102.9.
Okay, let's hear the selections.
Such an appropriate topic as we have our Broken Hearts Breakfast coming up on Friday at Feedwell. We are looking not at the Cupid side of the equation for Friday.
No.
We're looking at the brokenhearted side for Friday.
What if love stinks?
And it does for a lot of people, right?
Oh, totally. Totally.
That's how we have five people go to breakfast with us on Friday.
Found them.
So the three of us take these challenges on every once in a while. It's some friendly competition. We call it three-song showdown. I love that they are always just vague enough. It's always, you know, subject to our own interpretation. We are tackling the topic of breakup songs.
Breakup songs. The songs that either you're scream crying in your car by yourself. Maybe it's a song that's going to help heal your heart. Maybe it's the song that you put on repeat to just kind of torture yourself while you're going and wallowing in pain.
Stay sad.
Stay sad.
There's a lot of different versions of breakup songs.
Yeah.
You can't do three-song showdown without Producer Ben. Hello, Producer Ben.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
I'm looking, so we've got the lists up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, and it just happens to go, you know, reading left, right. It goes Eric, Claire, Ben. Ben, are you okay going last this round?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
That is okay. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Before
I get the last plead for votes.
Yes, you also get the last plead for votes. Before we play our threes, any introductory comments from anybody in the room? Did this take you back to a time?
Hi, my name's Claire.
Also, I would like to know more about you.
No, absolutely.
Was there a flashback moment? Did you go, oh God, that song?
No, I had to go back because I knew that I had a burned CD that I don't think I have anymore because, you know, those burned CDs just don't have that staying power.
They don't.
But I had a CD that I burnt and I was trying to think of, like, it was a complete, like, full of music. What are the songs that I can remember being on that CD as I was going through that breakup with my college boyfriend? And I have some of those songs.
They made the list?
They made the list.
I'll tell you with mine. The first one out of the gate was actually a listener-recommended song.
What?
As a good revenge song. And as I was thinking through my full list, I'm like, yeah, I agree with that one. I'm sorry, that's going to be number one. So, that's my number one song. My number three song, and I'm about ready. I'm just going to play the Dancing Eric Canton list here in a second. The number three song still sits with me today because, as I remember, kind of right as you're learning about relationships and like going out with somebody in like junior high, it was during the Family Ties years on NBC or whatever. Uh-huh. And my number three song is the song that played when Michael P. Keaton.
Alex P. Keaton.
Sorry, Michael J. Fox's character gets broken up with. And he just plays, he works at like a college radio station and he plays it over and over and over and over again.
So it's also stuck in your head.
It's also stuck in your head. Okay. Without any further ado, this is Dancing Eric Hansen's Morning Scramble breakup song, three song showdown list. At this moment, Billy Vera and the Beaters, you give this thing a full listen and you will cry. Even if you're in a relationship that's not horrible, you would cry. That's my number three. I like the version I can't play. CeeLo, Forget You, number two. Number one, a good revenge song is a good breakup song.
Yeah.
As I look at the list. So there you go. Straight from Family Ties. I promise you, you will cry when you hear it. Billy Vera and the Beaters, At This Moment, number three. Forget You, CeeLo, number two. Carrie Underwood, listener suggested, and I agreed, my number one, Before He Cheats. That is my breakup song, three song showdown list.
It's a solid list. It's
Thank
okay.
You.
It's a pretty good. Pretty good list.
And number one's very situational.
It's very situational, yes.
Very situational.
As you're preparing for the cheating, right?
But it was a great suggestion.
It was. I took that to heart, and as I was listening through a bunch of songs like that, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so a lot of this was burned on your college CD.
Yes.
Anything else before we go to your list?
No, other than the fact that much like the CD, it ebbs and flows. So I remember when I was making the CD, I wanted it to have a certain movement in
it.
And it was like, girl, you have to move on, be strong. But then, you know, it's okay to wallow sometimes.
Yes.
No, seriously, toughen up, get strong.
Okay,
so
here we go.
So that's kind of the way this playlist goes as well. Beyonce, Irreplaceable, a real wallow song. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. And girl, just get mad. Queen of it all, Alanis Morissette. You ought to know.
Alanis almost made my list.
Ugh.
In fact, I'm surprised we didn't have any duplicates.
Actually, no, we all have our own unique lists, but there are a lot of great breakup songs.
That Alanis track, though, is strong.
I remember that being the go-to. I think that has been my go-to breakup song since, I don't know, junior high? Like, forever. That's
sure,
always
yes.
been the breakup song. Like, that is the number one, because to get over it, you gotta get mad. And nobody got as mad as Alanis got at Dave Coulier.
It was coming from pure pain.
Oh,
you could feel it.
Yeah.
From the theater beyond.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, three songs. Dancing Eric Hansen, Billy Vera and the Beaters, At This Moment, CeeLo Green, Forget You, and Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Claire's list, Beyonce, Irreplaceable, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, and Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
All right, don't vote yet. We still have one more list to go. We will find out the best breakup songs per producer Ben.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
All right, there are our two lists of three. Producer Ben joins the conversation. Before we go to Ben's list, how was this one assembled?
My number three song, I've been to their concert, and I don't know if that one is actually based off a breakup song, but it can work as one really well, I think. And then the other ones, I just kind of browsed the Z library. I found one that's more recent of a song and one that's a little bit more of a throwback, but I think they all fit pretty well.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. Let's find
out.
What
do you got?
All American Rejects, Gives You Hell.
I like the song a lot.
I forgot about that song.
Natalie Imbruglia, Torn.
Shenanigans.
We're going to throw a flag on that one. And
Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love.
Louis Capaldi.
Oh, that is the saddest song, Louis Capaldi.
That's a good song, too.
It's very sad.
How were you influenced to play Natalie Imbruglia's Torn?
Where did you get the inspiration to play Natalie Imbruglia, Torn?
I mean, I just saw it, and I was like, oh, that one seems like it could be a saddish, breakup-ish song.
Totally, totally.
Just by title alone? Not, you don't remember hearing us talk about that
like
one day?
A conversation about Kevin Costner and maybe Natalie Imbruglia.
Lying on the floor?
No.
Naked and afraid, she's torn. No? Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I power suggestion.
That was the power of suggestion. We gave you that song, Ben.
That, you know why? Who cares?
Whatever. It is.
The
fine.
World
it's
of
fine.
Music
it's
gave
fine.
Us all of these songs.
Sure, sure, sure.
And we're now giving it all to you. One more time. Let's give you Ben's list. All American Rejects, Gives You Hell, number 3. Australian pop powerhouse, Natalie Imbruglia, Torn.
She's Australian?
Yeah. And Louis Capaldi.
Louis Capaldi.
Someone You Loved. British? Irish?
Scottish, I think.
Scottish,
I
Welsh.
I feel like that one can really make you tear up. I've heard like people, like other people singing it on videos too, and sometimes it's just really sad.
I think we all three, I think that one on Ben's list, Claire, I think your Back to Black is the cry song.
Yeah, you gotta have a cry.
And my Billy Bear and the Beaters at this moment is my cry song. And
that's the thing with breakup songs. Yeah. Like you have to wallow a little bit, but you also have to get through it. So I think we all have a good mix of, you gotta have a little bit of wallowing, gotta have a little bit of power.
Like Gives You Hell, like Nana, like whatever.
Whatever.
That's kind of that's You Ought to Know.
Don't need ya.
Also, Before He Cheats. So we have a similar pattern, just not in the same order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it now comes down to the votes, and there's a couple ways to do that. Actually, we give you 3.
Yes.
You can call.
Oh, we love to hear from always. You know
200-1029.
Phone line's always open for you.
You could also text that and just text the name. Or we make it really easy. Go to the Z102.9 Facebook page, use an emoji, let us know whose list do you agree with. It's our 3-song showdown, breakup songs. Taking your votes right now.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.